My Life Today, March 7, Modern Heroes, Heroes for God. He that is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he that ruleth his spirit than he that taketh a city. He has conquered self, the strongest foe man has to meet. The highest evidence of nobility in a Christian is self-control. He who can stand unmoved amid a storm of abuse is one of God's heroes. He who has learned to rule his spirit will rise above the slights, the rebuffs, the annoyances to which we are daily exposed, and these will cease to cast a gloom over his spirit. It is God's purpose that the kingly power of sanctified reason, controlled by divine grace, shall bear sway in the lives of human beings. He who rules his spirit is in possession of this power. The man or woman who preserves the balance of the mind when tempted to indulge passion stands higher in the sight of God and heavenly angels than the most renowned general that ever led an army to battle and to victory. What young men and women need is Christian heroism. God's word declares that he that ruleth his spirit is better than he that taketh a city. To rule the spirit means to keep self under discipline. They need to seek earnestly to bring into their lives the perfection that is seen in the life of the Savior, so that when Christ shall come, they will be prepared to enter in through the gates into the city of God. God's abounding love and presence in the heart will give the power of self-control and will mold and fashion the mind and character. The grace of Christ in the life will direct the aims and purposes and capabilities into channels that will give moral and spiritual power. Power which the youth will not have to leave in this world, but which they can carry with them into the future life and retain through the eternal ages.